Next assumption. One of the Merrill twins will end up with Nate.
Hey guys, I'm Veronica.
I'm Vanessa, and welcome to
Twin My Heart, the podcast.
Each week, we're going to be spilling all the tea from the latest Twin My Heart Season 3 episodes.
Like breaking down the moments you saw on screen and all the behind-the-scenes moments that didn't make the cut.
And if you're new here, welcome! Vanessa and I host the dating competition show Twin My Heart on Awesomeness TV. Each season, we help our influencer friends find love among 10 contestants who compete in challenges to win their heart.
So if you haven't seen Seasons 1 and 2, make sure you check that out on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel. So, today, we're going to be discussing episode 1 of Twin My Heart Season 3. So if you haven't watched it yet, what are you waiting for?
Yes, I'm so excited. Come back and listen to the podcast after you've watched the episode on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel because there will be major spoilers ahead. But before we get into it, let's answer your guys' assumptions about Twin My Heart.
Yes, you guys sent in assumptions through Awesomeness TV's Instagram stories, and we're going to clear some things up and set the record straight about our reality dating show. First assumption, you guys faked the drama and it was scripted.
I think that it's really nice that you think that we could create that much drama off the top of our heads.
Ronnie and I are the least drama-filled people ever. So what happens is, I think the things that is, I guess, quote, scripted.
Yeah.
Is just like the dates and with the activities. Those are the only, just doing those activities. Everything else is all improvised and natural. So whoever wins, whoever takes Nate away on a date or what their date ideas they come up with. Like those girls are that's all them. We just come up with the date ideas and the challenges.
Second assumption, this one's for Nessa.
Oh,
you like being a host more than a contestant.
It was fun having a lot of boys flirting with me and stuff, because I kind of like that attention sometimes, but I think I really like hosting more than being a contestant.
I think hosting is really fun.
It's really fun and a little bit less stressful. Next one, all the contestants secretly hate each other.
I don't know. I feel first season and second season, there was a lot of low-key secretly disliking each other. I wouldn't say hate is the word.
Yeah.
Dislike, for sure. But this third season, all the girls are so nice, but I'd like to think they secretly don't like each other. But that's me. I'd like to think that. But what they show and what comes across on camera, everyone's so nice.
I think what's really cool is there is a lot of girl love on season 3, and we are huge supporters of girl love, but it is a dating show, and they are competing for a guy, so some of them, their real sides come out. I'm actually surprised at some of their confessionals, because their confessionals, that's when some of their true feelings come out, and you have no idea what they're saying until when the show comes out. So I was kind of shook at some of the girls.
Okay. Okay, next assumption. Nessa wanted to choose Brandon from season 1, but knew Ronnie was going to be disappointed.
What? So I was the person on season 1 looking for love, for those of you guys who don't know. And the bottom two were between Christian CV and Brandon. I don't even know his last name, but Brandon.
Oh, what? I don't know.
He's just Brandon. And the thing about Brandon is that I had always gone for guys like him. And I knew how it was going to end if I would have chosen Brandon. He wasn't necessarily the best. And Christian was a way better option. So
what you're saying is you ultimately chose Christian because you knew in your heart that it was going to be best for you, not because it was going to make everyone else disappointed. You knew
right,
that it was
best for me.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't watch season 1 and don't know Brandon and Christian, Brandon was this bad boy. He had tattoos all over, kind of just for lack of better words, kind of like an F-boy type vibe. While Christian was just this really amazing, nice, just shining person. He just has a good heart. Super sweet, great cook, super funny. So it's just completely two opposites. All right, next one. Bennett from season 2 only entered to win my heart for the fame. I mean, look, you never really know someone's true intentions unless they show you.
I'd like to think that everyone who gets onto In My Heart sees an opportunity for something. Because it is a show. Think about it.
It is a show. And you want to, do you want to get exposure? There's a lot of actors out there.
But let's be really honest. Bennett in season 2 did nothing. He'd put in zero effort to really get to know the girls, pull them aside. I think it's fair to assume that it could have been for the quote-unquote clout.
I don't want to assume anything negative because that's not, like, me personally. But if that's what people feel like, then,
did
you
know. Did we watch the same season?
I'm just saying, if that's how people feel like, then... Or what's the saying? If the shoe fits.
Next assumption, Christian CV still has a crush on Nessa.
I don't think he has a crush on me. I just think we have like a really like deep friendship. And I think he has a soft spot for me in his heart.
Yeah, if it wouldn't have been for Twin My Heart season 1, we wouldn't have this connection with Christian.
Yeah, he's a great friend, just a great guy overall. And yeah, I think
he definitely has a soft spot for you, for sure. Because, like, whenever he sees you, he hugs you a certain way. And then whenever he sees me, like, he obviously is very enthusiastic about seeing me and, like, hugs me. But, like,
well, we're obviously just closer than you and him are. So.
Even though I was there on the date in the cat cafe. Spying.
So, I guess, no, but he does have a soft spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next one. Ronnie will never do Twin My Heart because she likes Aaron.
Okay. First of all, who doesn't like Aaron? Aaron is the nicest guy. So, like, it doesn't even have anything to do with him. I just don't want to be on a dating show like that. I mean, I saw what you went through. I don't think I could handle that. I have, like, bad social anxiety. I'd be like, get away from me. I'd be like, stop. Attention, stop. I don't need it. Take it away. But no. Yeah, no, there's no way. I like hosting it, though.
What if Aaron was on it?
Well.
What if he was the only contestant?
Then maybe. Does that answer the question? Okay, next one. Brandon from season 1 is actually really nice.
I mean, low-key, all the producers hated him, but he was really nice to me.
He was nice to me, too. And when we went on that double date with Aaron and him, he was so nice to us.
I mean, I'd like to think,
at the core, he has some good in his heart.
No, yeah.
But
I thought he was really nice. And I think the reason why everyone was kind of getting annoyed on set and stuff was just because he was kind of being dramatic here and there. To answer the question, yeah, I thought he was pretty nice.
Next assumption. Nessa kissed some of the other guys off camera.
What the? I wasn't allowed to talk to any of the guys. I mean, like, they would try and then I would get separated from the guys because it all had to be on camera because it's a reality show and we wanted to capture every single moment. Yeah. So
there was no way you were kissing people off camera.
No.
In a reality show.
Next assumption. One of the Merrill twins will end up with Nate.
What in the world?
It's kind of funny because we did joke about that on set.
But I'm going to break that spoiler and just say no.
Yeah, this is
for Nate. We're finding love for Nate. Mm-hmm. Why would we interfere with our friend and him trying to find love?
Yeah, and although Nate is a really stand-up guy, very nice, down to earth, definitely like one of the nicer influencers we've met out here
for sure.
I don't think there was that type of connection with us, so we're just friends.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Alex Wasabi was going to be on season 3 of Twin My Heart. When we pitched the show to Osmond TV, obviously it was for her in the beginning, but then the second season, they asked us, like, do you have any friends? that you would want to set up. And we were like, oh my gosh, Nezha and Franny. And so for the third season, we ended up coming up with a list of people that we would want to be on the show. But you also have to see if they're even available or willing to be on the show. And mm-hmm. Alex was definitely on that list. And in the end, it didn't really work out. So it's okay. Stay tuned for more Twin My Heart tea coming up after a quick break. Hey, you. Yeah, you Twin My Heart fans.
Let's make a pact and all watch season 3 in our Twin My Heart hoodies and t-shirts.
Ooh, what a great idea. Get your Twin My Heart merch at www.awesomenesstv.com/merch.
Take a picture and show off your merch by tagging AwesomenessTV on Instagram and using the hashtag Twin My Heart. You might just get a repost. All right, I'm ready to discuss the first episode.
I'm so excited. But first, let's give some background on how we prepared to shoot season 3. And shout out to Awesomeness TV and Viacom for helping with the COVID testing. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of the budget went to COVID safety and coordinating all of that because we had to get food a certain way. It's a long story, but just shout out to Awesomeness for being COVID compliant. Mm-hmm. Look at me using big words.
Good job. No, yeah, but it was a very, very safe environment. No COVID detected at all.
Testing every other day, though, doing the nose swabs, guys, not fun, but necessary. But it would make me sneeze every time.
Yeah, at one point, my nose was so dry in the morning, she stuck it up in my nose, and my nose started to kind of bleed.
That's TMI.
She, like, pulled it out, and there was blood. She goes, oh, sorry. I'm like, thanks.
She was really sweet, though. She was so cool. In order to also prepare for filming Twin My Heart Season 3, we obviously had to cast people.
Yeah, so we ended up having 2 rounds of casting this season. Originally, we hoped to film in May of 2020, pending a decrease in COVID cases. So we held early interviews in early April. But Aaron was in that batch of interviews and was a front runner among our interviewees. And Kiana and Monica were also part of that first casting session. And cases of COVID continued to increase. So obviously we didn't film in May because we were all quarantining. But then in early October, we finally got the, you know, green light to shoot and do season 3. And we started interviewing the rest of the contestants.
But here's the real tea. Nate and Aaron hadn't even met each other yet in April. Like, so when we started like casting, they didn't know each other.
So it was purely like by coincidence that they ended up on the season together.
Coincidence or fate?
Let's roll the clip.
I know her.
Know who?
I know Aaron.
And then even more tea, Aaron is a Christian CV recommendation. Christian recommended that Aaron be casted.
Mm-hmm. That's some tea. And just I want to know how Christian knows Aaron. Also, we casted Daniela because we actually know her.
Kind of.
So we had met her when we auditioned for Jane the Virgin. We were all going for the same auditions and we would just run into her at these auditions. And we ended up following each other on Instagram. We never actually hung out outside of that. But I just kind of always kept up with her. I always thought she was super sweet, super cute. And then I was like, hey, do you want to be on Twin My Heart? Like, you can if you want. You don't have to.
And then she was like, sure.
Oh, but this is the major tea that I didn't tell the producers. I sent her who the guy was going to be. So she could be like, yeah, I want to be on the show or not. And she was like, yeah, I want to be on the show. So she really, so like, she saw and she was like, put me on the show.
So the first challenge that we did, we all thought that it would be great to do like a field day.
Yeah.
Because here's another thing about Twin My Heart season 3 is that we couldn't leave the property.
Could not leave the house.
So me, Nessa, and all the producers had to get very creative with the challenges and the dates and making sure that they were COVID safe and that they stayed on the property.
Yeah, that's why the property was so big for one, which was amazing and a blessing. So like none of us could leave because we all had to stay. They're quarantining because, you know, safety. Anyways, but the first activity we did was
field day,
which was super fun. The girls split into 2 groups. I think it was like the Spicy Mommies.
Can I
and
be honest?
Angels.
When we filmed those challenges, I was like, how is this going to make a good episode? Because it was so confusing. Everyone was getting kind of confused on how to film it. And we were all like, and we were getting confused on how to describe the events. And then when I saw the first cut, I was like, oh my gosh. we actually, that actually looks so much fun. But like, it was actually in person, it was really fun. It was just kind of confusing because it was the first day. It was a little awkward. People are still getting to know each other. You know, it's like when you first meet and you're automatically put on a team.
What team would you have want to have been on?
Oh, the red team, Spicy Mommy.
What would you have been on? Spicy Mommy's one?
Yeah.
I thought it was Nate's Angels.
No. Nate's Angels was the blue team.
And they won.
No. Spicy Mommy's won. Oh my gosh. Did we watch the same season?
Why can't I remember who won?
Spicy Mommy's here in the notes right here.
Keona was on Spicy Mommy's, right?
They won.
But they, she was not. Oh,
she won was. The Zorb thing. She won.
I couldn't remember if she was on the group date or not. She was on the group date because I remember we interrupted her.
No, but I liked Kayana and the whole team of Spicy Mommies because yeah. I'm just a competitive person. They were all very competitive and they just like, you could tell that they all wanted to win. Whereas like the blue team were like, oh yay, we're nice, we're angels. But like Spicy Mommies were coming in hot. And then the Zorb challenge was really fun too. Like, would you ever get in a Zorb thing? We talked about it. They were like, you guys can take these home if you want to do a challenge at your house with these. And I was like,
I was like, does girls have been in there? I don't know.
I was like, oh my gosh. It would be fun.
It would be fun.
Get in one. But I'd be low-key really terrified. So kudos to Monica and Kayana for just like getting out of, I don't know if it was out of their comfort zones, but I'm just going to say kudos to them for just even attempting that and being and leading their teams. Off camera, Monica told us that she has actually been in a Zorb before, and so she was very confident that she was going to win.
I think also the girls said that, like, you know, at first it was easy to move, but then because they were, like, breathing so much, like, condensation started to form, so then it started to become slippery inside the Zorb.
Ugh.
And so that's why they were, like, staying in place and not actually moving.
Ugh.
That's why I didn't want the Zorbs.
Also, that water was freezing.
Yeah, poor things. So before Nate's group date, he visited the Nate's Angels team,
the blue team,
to just sit and talk with them. And right as he walked into the room where the girls were sitting, Blanca was describing her ideal type, which sounded a lot like Nate.
Let's roll the clip.
Yes. I love curly hair.
So Nate's your type because doesn't he have like curly hair?
I think I came in right at the right time.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where like the guy you were like crushing on walked in on you like saying something?
No, yeah. That's never happened to me. Has that happened to you?
No. Oh my gosh. How awkward that would have been for Blanca. Poor Blanca. Oh. I mean, but at least Nate knew that.
Yeah.
The girls were into him because Nate chose the Spicy Mommies to take on his supposed to be one-on-one date. Do you think that was a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it was fine. I think it was, if I would have gotten the chance to take like just half of the boys on season one on a group date, just to kind of get like, you know, narrow my options down. I think that would have been a lot more fun than just picking one. But I think
noted.
Like the pros and cons is that, you know, the pros is that you do get to just talk a little bit more to just a smaller selection of people. But the con is that you don't get a lot of one-on-one time still. So like even Nate, you know, he just got to barely talk to each girl.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, which one is better? I don't know. But I think it, you know, for just starting out, I think it was fine.
Yeah. The group date was really cute. Gingerbread house.
And they were small houses.
They were tiny. I love tiny things.
Brianna's was so good.
Can we?
Oh, also, guys, I don't think it made the cut, but when they were making the gingerbread houses, Ronnie and I,
they were all talking to each other. They were just getting to know each other more. Mm-hmm. And we were standing out there.
And that's not on camera because, you know, it's kind of, you know, repetitive and just, and it was not really good for the show. But what happened was they were just talking and we overheard Gabby said that she had like, she said her family owns like a village.
And we all of us like producers, we all looked at each other. We were like, what? She owns a village? And then she was like, and there's a McDonald's in the village. And my family owns that too. I was like, girl, is rich?
So we were so confused.
We were so confused.
But what turned out, what happened is that her...
Her family has like those little
village things that are decoration
that light up. They're like little towns, like little houses.
You know, when you can go to like those craft stores and you see those houses that like you just put out a decoration, you put a little light bulb inside.
It was like that type of thing.
And they had a little McDonald's. Her family owns, quote unquote, McDonald's.
But I kid you not, we thought for at least a two days that her like she owned a village.
Okay, so, you know, Nate's pulling the girls, they're talking at the fire, and they're, you know, he's really bonding with Brianna, Kayana, Gabby. However, Olivia is a little bit of a different story. She's just talking a lot about herself and not really asking Nate questions. And, you know, some of the best advice that I was given, actually by one of the head people and Viacom and Osmos TV, she said that whenever you're looking for someone, the first like red flag you should be looking for is if they let you talk and if they listen to you, and if they talk about themselves more than they let you talk, that's not a good thing.
I think Nate got to say in a few things, but it just didn't make the cut because she unfortunately just really did talk that whole time. And when I first watched the episode and how it was edited, I was like, oh my gosh, like I felt really bad.
Whoever edited the episode did her dirty.
Let's take a listen.
I'm just gonna let
tell me everything, yeah.
I told you earlier, I moved to LA like 2.5 years ago and I was playing volleyball in college. And I was like doing that for a while, but then I got hurt really bad. And so I like sprained my ankle really bad. And before, like I played volleyball like my entire life. Like, professionally, so I just decided to stop playing like this, this, and that. You know, not just like, oh, like, yeah, we're talking, but like, I'm gonna go.
I felt really bad, but at the same time, she chose for that to happen. Yeah. And, you know, I just felt really bad, but there was no other way to edit around it. I mean, she just talked and talked the whole time. And
yeah,
people are not going to watch someone just talk and talk the whole time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel bad, but at the same time, you have to keep the show entertaining.
I was really rooting for Olivia just because she stood out from the other girls.
She's like a girl boss.
She's a girl boss. She's a leader. I was really rooting for her. I thought that she would have had a great chance, but you know what? It happened.
But if there's no connection, then there's no connection. And, you know, that brings us to the eliminations of this episode. And Nate was so nervous. Like, the first round of eliminations is always the hardest because you barely know everyone. You barely know anyone. And you don't know who to, like, kick out.
Yeah.
And so it's just, like, a really quick decision. You know, but the advice I gave him was to, you know, if you don't have a connection with someone, you don't have a connection. I think it's more rude to pretend you have a connection with someone.
True.
Than to keep them around.
You know, very true. Yeah, I agree.
Always talking about yourself and never asking your friend or whoever you're on a date with. You can't just talk about yourself the whole time. It has to be equal. And I just think it's very important to have that balance. And unfortunately, just didn't really happen. On the show. So
has that ever happened to you? Have you ever dated anyone that would like that talk too much about themselves or just like wouldn't let you talk?
On a real note, most people love to just be heard, and I've learned that, and so I listen a lot.
I'm a listener too,
and I never really get to talk about myself, and I've actually feel like people don't really know me because of that.
Oh, but I know you.
Well, duh, we're roommates.
But that, I mean, it's true. People love to talk about themselves.
And, you know, sometimes you just really can't. You try and they don't let you. So that's the unfortunate.
That's the tea
right there. Because I'm not only talking about boys.
Before we wrap out the first episode, we want to address the contestants' confessionals. Some of you have been commenting that they sound different this season.
Yes, and they do indeed sound different. So in previous seasons, we had a producer in the confessional room and a camera operator and a sound mixer. But because of COVID, we had to keep the number of people on set super, super low. And that means we weren't able to have a sound mixer to monitor the audio.
Like I said, it is what it is, but I think it's a great
it turned out great either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Twin My Heart, the podcast.
Catch a new episode of Twin My Heart next Sunday on Awesomeness TV's YouTube channel. And don't forget to meet us back here at the podcast after you watch.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to tell a friend and follow Twin My Heart, the podcast on Spotify.
See you next week.
Bye.